outside a courthouse in Port-au-Prince, the judge announced his recommendation for the American's release.
I await the government's decision. They may decide to ask the lawyer to petition for conditional liberty. After I receive that, I will decide.
The five men and five women say they only wanted to help 33 orphans left destitute by the earthquake that struck Haiti last month. They were detained and jailed in Port-au-Prince January 29th after trying to take Haitian children to the Dominican Republic. The missionaries said they wanted to set up an orphanage in the neighboring country. Shortly after the arrest, the group's leader told the Associated Press that she and her colleagues only took children from orphanages or from distant relatives to be placed for adoption. But it is now known that many of the children have living parents. But some of these parents told the judge they willingly gave up their children on the promise they would receive an education and a better life.
It is hard to find someone to help you with the kids, and we had no choice but to give the kids away because we just hope for a better life for them. They did not force us. We all agreed to give the kids away.
Et américain c'est pour bien c'est pas lui qui t'est forcé nous que t'es voulu bali pour aider nous moi t'es dû libérer déjà.
They have to set the Americans free. They came to help us, and my wife and I agreed to give them the kids. I want a better education for them.
Most of the 10 missionaries are members of a Baptist church in the western state of Idaho. Robert Raffel, VOA News.